Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let them trust rise. Oh God, reveal your glory and let the
was first began in me, I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed.
Change the world,
was first
began in me,
right now,
surrender,
so your world,
world can be
changed.
Good morning, and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in with Deaconess Angela Campbell, and we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. We want to thank Apostle Overton for allowing us to sit in for her. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, well, praise God. Praise God. And as always, our scripture focus is Job 38 and 12 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place? Praise God. Again, well, thank you for joining us here. On FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests, testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. You can engage the ministry and follow the ministry as well. You can recommend the page to friends and family as well. And we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to change the lineup a little bit, and we're going to ask Deaconess to lead us in prayer.
Amen. Father God, we do thank you and praise you this morning. God, we do glorify you and magnify you. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do on this day. God, you are truly amazing. Abba, we love you. Abba, Father, we really, really love you. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for those that are on the line or coming on the line now. We thank you for Robokumadiriyasi. We thank you for those that will listen later on, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for having us, Father God, in our right mind. Thank you. Thank you. In whatever state we found ourselves this morning, God, as we are alive, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Lord God, you told us that we should give thanks in all things. So, God, we thank you this morning for the ability to breathe. We thank you this morning for the mind to pray. We thank you this morning for being an ever-present help. God, we do thank you. We thank you in the midst of challenges in our environments, challenges in our economic climates, challenges in the streets, that you are a strong tower. We thank you that you don't change, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You change not. God, we say, Kurabasi, we thank you for your steadfastness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you, Kurabasi, we thank you that you are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are everywhere at all times. You see everything. Nothing escapes you, Father God. And we thank you for that. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. If we feel like others don't see us, you see us. Hallelujah. If we feel like others don't hear us, you hear us, God. We thank you. You are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Your word says if our mothers and our fathers forsake us, you would not forsake us because you have inscribed us on the palm, hallelujah, on the palm of your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for victories that we experienced all week long. We thank you for the victories that we're going to experience this weekend. We thank you, God, for the promotions and the new things that you have been doing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the endurance strength to keep pressing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you because we know your word says the race was not given to the swift, but to those that endure. God, we thank you for endurance in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, hallelujah, there's so many things to thank you for. Every time a thought comes in our head, we could thank you for that. The ability to even know what we should and should not think. Hallelujah. We could thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your son. The greatest gift. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for sacrifice. The great sacrifice of your life that you gave that we might have power to do your works and greater works, to trample on serpents. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you for Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you. When we forgot where our keys were, we thank you for reminding us. Hallelujah. When we needed a scripture in the midst of a trial, thank you for bringing it back to our recondidiasata. Thank you for bringing it back to our remembrance. We thank you for helping us to operate in love, kindness, gentleness, meekness, Holy Spirit. Thank you. That was you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Wow. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us a language that we could communicate to you, to the Father in, that edifies us and builds us up. Thank you. Hallelujah. There is much to be thankful for. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. We do thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. And God, as we're thanking you, we're asking that you would search our hearts and our minds. Hallelujah. Search our thoughts. Bring back to our remembrance anything that we've said or done, meditated on, anything that was not pleasing to you. God, we ask that you would forgive us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Sins unknown and known, we ask that you would forgive us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that nothing would hinder what you want to do through the prayers on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you said in your word, if your people who are called by your name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, and pray, hallelujah, and pray, and pray,
that you would hear them. You would heal the land, God. You said if we would humble ourselves and turn from all wicked ways and pray. So, God, we right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we just declare that we turn from anything that's not like you, and we press into prayer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for the opportunity to pray right now for the things that are happening in our society, for the things that are happening in our homes, in our churches, in our bodies, and in our minds right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the things that are happening in this country, for the elections that are coming up. Hallelujah. We thank you for Archbishop God. We keep righteous politicians, righteous government individuals in our prayers right now. We lift them up. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said that we should be on top of every mountain. In your word, you said that the church mountain would be above all the other mountains, and people would run into it. So God, we believe you for righteous man to be on top of this government mountain in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bring back to your remembrance everything we have prayed, everything that your pastors have prayed about justice in this nation and in this country and throughout the globe, God, that righteousness, that your righteousness would reign. We bring back to your remembrance, God. Hallelujah. That we will that we were praying that righteous things would happen in government, and we continue to keep you under our foot, devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up every plan of the enemy, every lying scheme to shut down, to interfere in the workings of you in this upcoming election. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind lying demons, spirits that would try to interfere in your affairs. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for authority. We say, we thank you for a hallelujah. We thank you for authority on today. Holy Spirit, we thank you for authority and dominion on today. We thank you, we thank you for the ability to declare and decree a thing in the earth. And thank you, God, we declare and decree that righteousness, that your whole mind, your holiness, presence will rule and reign all throughout the city of Chicago, all throughout the nation, all throughout the world, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your righteousness, your holiness, and your presence, God. God, because your people are praying, the people that are called by your name are praying and believing you, God, that your presence will saturate every area, every neighborhood. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We lift up those that have lost. Lost individuals this week. The families. of those children that were taken too quickly in the bus incident, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring your presence, bring your comfort to them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring your presence and your comfort, God, to the entire community, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, deal with the minds of the legislators that will determine how the bus stations and the bus stops are set up, that the children will be safe. In the name of Jesus, we come. We come against the plans and the attacks of the enemy on our children. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. We bind up the works of the enemy. We come against the spirit of death that has been released. In the name of Jesus, against our children, we bind up every plot and every plan. You will not come in any kind of way, not through violence, not through accident, not through abuse and neglect. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We plead a blood barrier of Jesus Christ, all Rabbi say, all over the children right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We believe you, God. We believe you, God. We bring all the prayers back to your remembrance, God, that we have made for our children, individually and corporately. The name that we have called out on behalf of our grandchilden, our children, our nieces, our nephews, the little ones down the street from us in our houses, the kids we work with at our job, the kids we see on the bus and the train, the kids at our church, we bring back to your remembrance the prayer that we have prayed corporately and individually for them, God. And kept your angels around them. We release your angels to go with them to and fro. We speak life. We decree life over them. And a sound mind. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to give us the strategies on how to raise them up, how to train them up in you. In the name of Jesus, continue to help us to get into our word, to see how to raise, how to train up our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to help us get into the word, to even know how to respond to the youth, God. You said a kind word turns away wrath. You said that we should be kind. You said that we should season every conversation with grace and salt, God. We thank you for instructions on even how to talk to kids. Your word says that we should not burden our children. The same way they must honor us, we must not burden them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a mind when we see them in our communities, when we see the children, not just to give them commands, but to give them compassion. Not just to bark at them, Father God, but to embrace the ones we see on the news that are doing scandalous things that are, we lift them up even now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the ones that were suspected for vandalizing the cars in Hyde Park, we lift them up right now. We bind the plans of the enemy. to take our kids out by stupid acts, violent acts, and to get them incarcerated. We come against it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the plans of the enemy for these young individuals. In the name of Jesus. The children at Chicago Lakeshore Hospital that were being abused and neglected. Father God, we thank you for interrupting that situation. We bind up the spirit of abuse and neglect in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak justice in that situation. We speak healing in that situation. We speak change in that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you because we have a mind to pray. And you said there is nothing too hard for you. You said what is too hard for man is not hard for you. When we don't know what to do, God, you already have a plan for it. So God, we thank you for the ones that have strategies and plans for the babies, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the programs to keep them safe and help them to grow in you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, keep those programs funded and giving them ideas on what to do with them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you that nothing escapes you. Nothing. We thank you that you see all. You know all, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that pain that we were experiencing. God, we thank you that you were there and you saw it. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we all touch and agree that your healing power and virtue is touching those places of pain right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are listening and will listen, we believe you for healing, healing in feet. Healing in feet, healing in knees, healing in lungs, healing in every cell, in their bodies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because God, you are Jehovah Rapha, your name is healing, by nature of who you are whole. And we believe you for wholeness. And every person that's listening and gonna listen, we believe you. We believe you for Raven. We lift up the angel of this house. We believe you for healing. We believe you, God. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you by faith. We believe you. God, we thank you. You said that the elders, that when you have any sick among you, call for the elders. Your word says that the prayer of faith, God, we thank you, would heal. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We've experienced your healing, God. We are not begging you for healing because we know that you are the healer. We're making our requests known. And we are confessing out of our own mouths that you are the healer, that faith would rise up on the inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come against anything that is not like you that would be trying to bring sickness upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up any plot and plan of the enemy that would try to bring sickness upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we believe you. We believe you. The things that we have cried out to you before and petitioned you before about healing, God, we believe you. We continue to bring it before you now, God. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being you, God. Thank you. You are a healer, a provider. You are sovereign. You are holy. And God, we thank you. We thank you for being a God that hears all and sees all. And we continue to say it out of our own mouths, God, that our faith, thank you, Jesus, that our faith would rise up, but it'll be activated because you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We continue to speak and profess that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. Thank you, God. Thank you. We believe you that you're the healer. In Acts, the 14th chapter, the man that was lame from birth, he listened to the words of your apostles. They saw that he had faith. That man was healed. And we believe you, God, that we are healed. We believe you. The word said he saw that he had faith to be healed. We start rekabasi. We could robust We stir up faith right now. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Where there was no faith, we speak faith. Where that mustard seed, we weren't even believing it was there. We stir it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak faith. Faith cometh by hearing. The word said that they saw a man who was crippled in his foot since the day he was born. But the hallelujah, but the apostles saw that he had faith to be healed. They said to him, stand on your feet. And he was healed. We stand on your word today. That if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, that we can speak to a mountain and it'll be cast into the sea. That we can say, be thou removed. We speak to infirmity. Be thou removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Be thou removed in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. And the word said the man jumped up and began to walk. We speak to knees on today. We speak to feet on today. We speak to lungs on today. According to our faith, we are healed. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing the heavy lifting. Even when we carry, we lock faith. Those those that are listening and will listen. Pastor Mel and I, we lock faith on today. For those you're having hard time to believe, we believe with you. Like the friends of the man that was infirm to Jesus, we lift you up right now. Sickness, flu, cold, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that those are listening and those that will listen are healed. We lock our faith to yours. And if your faith is failing you, we speak faith to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you because your word never lies and it never will. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. Everything that you said will come to pass. God, we believe you. Hallelujah. We believe you. We believe you, God. We believe you for our healing. We believe you for justice in our government. We believe you for covering our children and keeping them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We believe you for finances, Father God. We believe you for increase, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you that you're stirring up our faith even now. We believe you, God, that our loved ones are getting saved. We believe you for everything that we have petitioned you for in the past, everything that you have spoken to us, every promise you've given us. We believe you, God. We believe we lay hold to it today. We believe you, God, that we have weapons that are mighty through you and pulling down a stronghold and casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We come against the thoughts that say, I will not be healed. We pull down the thoughts that say, I will not have enough. We pull down the thoughts that say that my loved one won't get saved. We pull down the thoughts that say that my child is not going to line up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for our weapons on today. We thank you, God. Thank you for a place of intercession on today. We thank you, God, for the mind to pray on today. We thank you. God, we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we give you glory. Father God, we thank you. We thank you and uplift your name. Lord Jesus, we give you praise this morning. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We give you praise with uplifted holy hands. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name this morning. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. You are worthy of the glory. We give you glory on this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. We lift you up, Father God. We lift you up, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. 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 We thank you, Father God. We lift you up, Father. And Father, and we pray that you would draw all men to you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, O Heavenly Father. Create in us, Father, a right spirit, O Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our president, Father, in these times, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers and decrees that we have prayed over him, O Heavenly Father, according to your word, to pray for all of those in power, O Heavenly Father, so, Father, the people may live in peace, Father. And, Father, we have prayed for the man, Father, that heads this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we decree and declare peace in the lives of the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we remind you of our prayers for our vice president and our congressmen and women, O Heavenly Father, our representatives, Father, our judges, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will be just, Father, and make just decisions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they will seek your face, O Heavenly Father, that they will seek your wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of our prayers for them, O Heavenly Father, that you will blow on their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our leaders of foreign countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that they would be righteous, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for those Christians, Father, that are being persecuted in China, O Heavenly Father, that you've given your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, and even in the face of death, Father, they will preach the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the gospel will go forth, and many will be saved, Father. Many will receive salvation. Many will be healed, Father. Your glory will be shown to the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue to bless them and continue to grow them, continue to protect them, Father. Send them angelic help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for those, Father, in Yemen, Father, those in Syria, Father, those, O Heavenly Father, those in Libya, Father, those, Father, in Iraq and Iran and North Korea, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We remind you of our prayers for them, Father, that they may live in peace, O Heavenly Father. Father, that the gospel will go forth in these areas. Father, that those that are hungry, Father, will be fed, O Heavenly Father, spiritually and naturally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that are homeless, Father, those that need to be clothed, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would clothe them, Father, and you would house them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for the governor of this state, Father, the governors of the other 49 states of this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of the prayers, Father, for our mayors, Father, our councilmen and women, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for Archbishop William Boyd, Father, who is running for Lieutenant Governor of the state of Alabama, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for we know, we remind you of our prayers for him, and we know that you've blessed him. Father, you've created a way where it seems like there was no way, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to strengthen him and lift him up, to continue to strengthen and lift up his team, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let there be a fresh flow of God-ordained ideas, O Heavenly Father, methodologies, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, speak to the hearts of the voters in this country, Father, in Alabama, Father, in the other 49 states of this country, Father. Speak to the heart of the voters, Father, who to vote for, Father, what to cast their votes for, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Bind up their ears, Father, to the lies and rhetoric, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Lead them, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for clergy and leadership, Father, In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, strengthen your leaders, O Heavenly Father. Send us pastors, Father, after your own heart, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore those, Father, that may have fallen or stepped to the left or stepped to the right, Father. Restore them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your glory be shown. Let your forgiveness be shown. Let your restoration be shown, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Restore their physical bodies, Father. Restore physical bodies now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak strength and restoration to backs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more back pain. You foul and wicked spirits causing pain and agitation and limiting movement. You must go now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You must pack up. You must go and take your affliction with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just uplift and praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Father, we remind you, Father, of your promise, Father, hallelujah, to rebuke the devourer for our sakes, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of your promise, O Heavenly Father, to keep the windows of heaven open, Father, and pour us out a blessing, Father, that we may not have room for, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and Father, that our vine would not drop before its time, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for witty inventions, O Heavenly Father, from ideas and methodologies, O Heavenly Father, downloads, Father, hallelujah, imaginations and dreams, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Father, for ways, Father, and plans, visions, Father, how to carry these plans out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you come against the enemy, Father, today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we won't be overwhelmed, Father, and, Father, that we will stay focused, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the weak say that they are strong. Father, let the redeemed say so, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, we bring you in remembrance of the prayers for our homes and our households and, Father, our family members and those, Father, that we have prayed for. Father, those that we have decreed and declared, Father, that they will receive salvation. Father, that they will walk away from addictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that addictions and addictive habits, Father, are broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. This day, they're broken this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. We give you praise and we give you honor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our children, Father, in this country and all around the world, Father, that you would continue to give your angels charge over them, Father, that they would meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, that they will not be snatched and taken from their lives prematurely, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you have given their parents anointings, Father, to raise them. You have anointed teachers to raise these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that their anointings and giftings, Father, are stirred up and will flow, Father, and that these children will do great things, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that are misleading these kids and recruiting them into gangs, Father, Father, that the fruits of their work, Father, will not prosper, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood over these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. We thank you and uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. And as always, Father, we pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you may and that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. Father, we pray, we decree and declare that the eyes of our being, that the eyes of our heart, the very center and core of our being is and may be enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe these are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and you appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. We thank you, Father, for flooding our hearts with light, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us understanding, Father, of who you are, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, right now, Father, that you heal all those in who have need of healing, Father. Father, we speak it again. We decree and declare right now, Father God, that you heal all those who have need of healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are the Lord that healeth us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, our days shall be 120 years, Father. We shall be buried in a good old age, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we shall come to our grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, when you see the blood, Father, you will pass over and the plague shall not be upon us to destroy us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you will and have taken sickness away from the midst of us, and the number of our days we will fulfill, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, it is and will be well with us, and our days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth, Father. And we thank you, Father. Father, you have turned the curse into a blessing unto us because you loved us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you have redeemed us from every sickness and every plague, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you on this morning, Father. We thank you on this morning, Father. We thank you on this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command our bodies to fall in alignment, Father, with healing, Father, with restoration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name, Father, all these words that we have spoken before you boldly and in confidence, Father, and in agreement, Father, we decree and declare them to be so in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And that concludes our prayer for today. And before we go, please go to our Facebook page, like the page. Here you can leave your prayer request, testimony. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions. Again, you can keep up with ministry events as well if you're in the Chicago area. Whatever event is going on, we welcome you to come out and join us, as well as traditional worship on Sundays as well. So again, thank you so much for joining in. Please join us next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And before we go, we want to know if there's a word from the Lord. Is there a word from the Lord, Deaconess?
Nothing from me at this time, Pastor. Thank you.
Okay, well, praise God. Praise God. Again, thank you for joining us, in prayer, allowing us to cover you in prayer and allowing us to add our faith to yours in agreement. Amen. So, again, join us next week on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. We will see you then. God bless you, and remember, we love you, and you are favor of the Lord.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
to what his word says.